Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The sea is inspiration for works of art, epic novels, and song. For more than 15 years, the Fisherman's Friends have been singing sea shanties as a group in Port Isaac, Cornwall. During the summer, the 10-men group give free concerts in the Old Harbor, drawing crowds of 3,000 or more. The picturesque village has been highlighted in films and TV shows, most recently the Doc Martin series. But the Fisherman's Friends remain the heart of local culture. And now, with a $1.6 million recording contract, the group is gaining worldwide attention. Producer DeMay Roberts visited with the singers at their favorite pub in Port Isaac.
When I first heard the Fisherman's Friends, I was struck by the wall of sound that marks their harmonies.
Come on, you know, hopers, you junkers and rogues. We're on the road to nowhere, let's find out where it goes. It might be a ladder to the stars, who knows. Come on, you know, hopers, you junkers and rogues.
Most of the men grew up together in the Cornish village of Port Isaac. They started singing Christmas carols and sea shanties just for fun, but they soon became so popular they were drawing thousands to their free summer concerts. I met with 8 members of the group at their headquarters, the Golden Lion Pub near the Old Harbour, which the town calls the Platte.
My name's Julian Brown, and I'm a fisherman.
I'm John McDonald. I'm a builder in this village.
Billy Hawkins. I ran the pottery in Port Isaac.
John Brown. I live in the village. Part-time fisherman.
Trevor Grills, a builder. Born in the village. Live in the village. Everything in the village.
I'm John Lethbridge, and I'm the only one that don't live in the village. I live in St. Cue, about 4 miles away.
Peter Rowe, old and retired.
I'm John Cleave. I'm Peter's next-door neighbour, so I look after him.
At 78, Peter Rowe is the elder statesman of the group. He says men in Cornwall love to sing.
The Cornish do have a tradition, and you can go to nearly small town, big town, and find a group of guys who are just as good as us.
John Cleave says most of them were in choirs when they were growing up. The group doesn't have a director. Usually someone sings a chorus or two.
And within 10 minutes you can tell if everyone else wants to sing it or not. It's a bit of an acid test, and, you know, sometimes it can take a little longer to get through. Sometimes you pick songs up right away, and sometimes it's readily apparent that you should never have brought this song along, and I'll get my coat then.
What they do agree on, says John Brown, is the type of music.
All our sea shanties are to do with the sea and to work with the hauling of sails, hauling up the anchor up, and various little jobs on board. But it'd be usually be a gang of people working together.
Peter Rowe demonstrates a song about winches on a sailing ship.
Stamp and go is pulling and stamping at the same time to get your balance right. Is that correct, boy?
Yeah.
Pulling and stamp and go. Stamp and go, stamp and go. You're pulling on a rope, see, to all whatever act you're taking.
We're making money with this sound.
Rowling winches, oh. Rowling down and stamp and go. Rowling winches, oh.
Woo!
Rattling down and stamp and go, rattling winches, oh.
In the hold this gear must go,
rattling winches, oh.
For Mr. Mate has told me so,
rattling winches, oh. Rattling down and stamp and go, rattling winches, oh.
Woo!
Rattling down and stamp and go, rattling winches, oh.
The songs may be upbeat, but they document the real danger fishermen face, says John Brown.
Fishing is still the most dangerous occupation in the world. Obviously, you fall overside, and if you haven't got a life jack on, within 10 minutes, you will drown. But you could drown in a harbour. If you can't grab hold of something, you'll drown in 10 minutes.
His brother Julian Brown says that a quota system for fish forces the fishermen to throw dead fish back into the ocean. He worries about the decline of the industry.
Well, there just isn't enough money to cover the cost. The price of fuel is rising all the time, which makes it more difficult. And with the restrictions about what you can land, that makes it difficult. No, it's for the last 20 or 30 years, it's just been on a downward spiral.
Do you worry that your son is going into this?
That's why I try to keep pushing him away.
Yet the men say their children don't seem eager to leave Port Isaac, and neither are they, says John Brown.
We've all lived here for the best part of 50 years, and none of us have wanted to move away, or we've moved away but always come back. And you look out the window there, and this is what it's all about. It's a better community, but all your friends together, and living and working in a little village. The children's children grew up together, and our children's children have grown up together, and it's just absolutely fantastic.
Still, their popularity often draws the fishermen's friends away from home. Last year, they signed on with the Universal Music Group. Then they performed at the prestigious Royal Festival and Royal Albert Halls in London, as well as the world-famous Glastonbury Festival. Trevor Grill says they never expected this.
When we first started, we said we'll give it 2 years, and it's kind of going on. It's a bit like being on the crest of a wave, like surfing, I imagine it. You're on the top of the wave, and you're just going along with it. We'll just take it as far as it goes.
Are you cueing a Beach Boys song, Trevor?
For we sail on the sloop, John B., my grandpappy and me, over the seven seas we did roll.
The Fisherman's Friends ride that wave this summer, giving concerts in Port Isaac and around England. I'm Dime Roberts, Port Isaac.
Well, I feel so broke up.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go.
To find out more about the Fisherman's Friends, you can visit our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Next up, one consequence of overpopulation and growing global economies, demand for fish. Can sea life be sustainably harvested? When Word of Mouth continues, some innovative approaches to aquaculture.
Well, I feel so broke up.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go up.